This is Total Gym Reset, the podcast. I'm Kim Ransom, a three-time gym owner and business professional in the gymnastics and Olympic weightlifting industries. I have a heart for the small guys, and the material I teach all supports the work we do in Total Gym Reset, a six-month gym owner learning experience. This podcast exists to talk about important topics relevant to gym owners, shed light on topics that will make you feel seen, and give you some much-needed mojo to go live out your version of success on your own gym owner journey. So I hope you'll join me for these quick 10-minute or less episodes where I share lessons learned, ask the tough questions, and provide a little inspiration for your work in the gym. Well, hey there, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Total Gym Reset, the podcast. Today we are here to talk about marketing, and I'm going to tell you a secret. I hope that it's not too disappointing. It doesn't have bells and whistles and glitter on it like you were probably hoping, but we are going to demystify marketing for you. Now, I'm just going to come straight out of the gate with the big secret. The most important concept in marketing is your audience. It's not actually the marketing. It's not the tactics. It's not what you're doing. It's your audience. So this is the work that comes before you're selling, right? Marketing is basically building an audience for you, and in other words, building a community. So marketing activities are meant to put your gym out there, promote, raise your hand and say, hey guys, we're here. We are here. We have this thing. This is what we do. Stay a while. And to put sort of a visual on it, I want you to think about going to a play, going to a Broadway show, right? All of the folks that are sitting in the chairs, well, that's an audience. That's our typical literal audience that we would think about. So you, as the gym owner, are on stage. And so if you continue to put yourself out there and put your offers out there and advertise your camps and your classes and all of the great things that you sell, and you don't get bites as quickly as you want, the first question you should ask yourself is, well, how big is my audience? Who's watching me? Who came to this show? And do I even know? How do I know who my audience is? Can I see them out there? Question number one. So I'm super big on community building because having an audience is worth more than any short-term temporary sale that you're going to get. Having an audience is sort of like an insurance policy. And when I see people that really rely on word of mouth marketing, what I hear them say to me is, I'm happy to rely on my short-term success. And in my mind, because I'm such a visual person, if you can't tell, I sort of equate that to the little guy, the cable guy who climbs the poles, or the electric guy who climbs the poles to hook up the wires and do all the things for us, not wearing any PPE or any little bungee cords or whatever it is that would catch them if they fell. Would you do that? Probably not. So why do we operate that way with what is likely one of the most largest assets, you know, that we have in our lives? Why do we operate that way with our gym? So what we need to think about is not what Facebook ad can I take out or what flyer can I publish and where can I send it. It's really about building a community on a larger scale. And so let's slow down and talk about Facebook a little bit. Now, data is showing, as you might have guessed, that our parents are not hanging out on Facebook like they used to be. And it makes sense if you really think about it. Because us as gym owners, you know, the more experience we have in this game, the more technology changes, the more social media changes, and the parents, the generations that we're serving, they're getting younger. The age disparity between us and the parents is getting larger. And the parents that are coming into our gym and the new faces and the new ears that we're trying to reach, they're not hanging out on Facebook like the previous generation of parents were. We kind of had it figured out for a while. And so Facebook ads really were the new hot thing about 10 years ago, I guess. They still do work, but here's the reason that they work for you. When you are taking out a Facebook ad, if you're doing it successfully, what you're paying for is the audience. They are buying you ears and eyes, right? So what they're saying to you is, give me your money and I will find you a group of people that might want to pay attention to you. And what you do with those people once we send them your way is up to you. So we're all assuming that we have fantastically great services and products that we can put out there to our audience. But when you are spending money either taking Facebook ads out yourself and hoping that you can understand the algorithms well enough to be successful with that, or when you pay an agency, you're buying the audience. So what happens when the audience dwindles naturally? What will we do? Where will your community be? It's not a bad idea to have that tucked away in your brain somewhere and to start being a little more innovative about where you can find your community. Now, I'm a huge fan of podcasting. I'm not telling you to start a podcast, and I'm not telling you to care or love podcasting, but obviously if you're here, you're listening to me, so you must have a little bit of an interest in it too. But the reason that I bring this up is because you as a gym owner, you're a brick and mortar business. Now, for me, I can reach anyone globally with a podcast. For you, you probably want to target those people that are within driving distance of your brick and mortar gym, right? Doesn't make any sense for you to create great relationships with a parent in Washington if you live in Pennsylvania. I mean, is it nice? Yes, absolutely. But my point is, you should be looking for opportunities within your local region to start building a community. Now, if you have people that podcast out of your community or your city or your state even, you might want to consider guesting on some podcasts. We have lots of local podcasts in my area, and that is an avenue that is growing. You're already here, so you know that. This is an avenue that is growing exponentially, and I do believe that it would be worth it for you to start probing around a little bit and doing a search of people in your community that might be podcasting. That is fantastic free advertising for you. Hey guys, I need to pop in and tell you about something really cool that's going on in my world. Hopefully, can be going on in your world too. Now, if you just found me, you might not know that I lead an experience called Total Gym Reset. I call it TGR for short. What is TGR? Well, it's a 6-month group experience where I lead gym owners through lessons every month in the form of a membership site where we cover content like staffing, branding, marketing, sales, of course, finance and profit first, as well as system hacks and how to elevate yourself to the role of CEO in your gym. Of course, there's mindset work and accountability, as well as building a whole peer support network of other gym owners that are going through the same struggles as you. Now, there's a membership site, there's also group coaching and one-on-one coaching involved from yours truly. So, what I need you to do is apply. Just fill out a very short application form so we can make sure that we're on the same page and that this is going to be the right fit for the both of us. Okay? The text line to get that application is 412-453-8325. Now, I don't want you to wait because I'm only taking applications until April 15th and we're going to begin May 1st. This is happening quickly, so don't lose out on your spot. I'm only taking 10 gym owners. I keep this small, I keep it intimate, so I know exactly what's going on with each of our owners. All right, so let's ensure that you have an amazing start to the year. Go ahead and text me again at 412-453-8325 8325, and I will send you that application link for TGR 2.0. Now, other suggestions I can make to you, but here's what I want to caution you about, okay? What works for me as a gym owner might not work for you. And the reason for that is because every community has their own culture, their own habits, their own resources and regular activities. So we have to be careful when we're trading ideas here, because I want you to focus on the community building aspect and not the actual tactic, if that makes sense. So if you live in the middle of a rural area where you are the only gym around and nobody podcasts, it's not a thing, right? That might not make sense for you. Now, something else that has worked fantastic for me in the past is working with the school districts. But where I live in a city, on my side of the city, they sucked up my partnership like a sponge. However, on the other side of my city, those school districts have policies against working with any private organization. So that didn't go down the same. And again, here in our city, we have this thing called community days in the summer where we can, well, pre-pandemic, right? Where we used to go get together and every little neighborhood had a community day where they celebrated the history of their neighborhood and the borough and all the things. But in Indiana, where I grew up, that's not a thing. That is unheard of. So again, what we're really looking at is, what do those tactics bring us? Well, they bring us a congregation of people. They bring us ears. So I would really suggest that you take a step back from social media and you really prepare yourself to use a hybrid approach sooner than later. I'm not telling you to get off of Facebook, and I'm not telling you to cease to run your successful Facebook ads, but I'm telling you that the generations are changing. And when we think about the backbone of marketing, which is really audience building and community building, there will come a point in time where you're going to need to have another route to take than social media. Or you need to be open-minded about which social media channels you're focusing on. Okay? So keep your thumb on those generations of parents and keep your thumb on where you're finding your audience and building your community. Okay? So I hope this has been helpful today. And I look forward to hearing about you. Remember that you can text my work line. I love it. I love it. I am actually sitting on the other end of this. It's not a bot. And I really look forward to getting your messages and your questions after you listen to these episodes. That number is 412-453-8325. Feel free to reach out, guys. Have a good one.